Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your guide to finding that calm within, even when life throws a metaphorical or literal lemon your way. And speaking of lemons, ever find yourself mindlessly munching on a bag of chips while scrolling through social media? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a way to eat better, feel better, and actually enjoy the darn food we put in our bodies. Today, we're diving into mindful eating. It's not about deprivation, it's about being present with your food and how it makes you feel. Think of it like this. Our brains are constantly buzzing. Between deadlines, relationships, and that ever-present news cycle, it's easy to get caught up in a mental whirlwind. But what if we could carve out a little space for peace and focus, even during something as simple as eating? That's where mindful eating comes in. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your relationship with food. First things first, slow down. I know, you're probably thinking, Taylor, I'm already running around like a chicken with his head cut off. But seriously, slowing down and savoring each bite is key. Put that phone down, ditch the distractions, and actually taste your food. Notice the textures, the aromas, the flavors. You might even be surprised by how much you enjoy it. Next up, pay attention to your body signals. Are you truly hungry, or are you just bored, stressed, or feeling emotional? It's so easy to confuse those cravings with actual hunger. Before you reach for that bag of chips, ask yourself, am I physically hungry, or am I looking for a distraction? Sometimes, a walk, a phone call, or even a few minutes of meditation can help soothe those emotions better than a cookie ever could. Thirdly, practice gratitude. Take a moment to appreciate the food you have, where it came from, and the people who helped bring it to your table. This simple act can shift your perspective and make mealtimes feel more meaningful. You know that feeling of satisfaction after a delicious home-cooked meal? That's gratitude in action. Now listen to your body's fullness cues. Don't force yourself to finish everything on your plate just because it's there. Pay attention to the feeling of fullness and stop eating when you're comfortably satisfied, not stuffed. Trust me, your stomach will thank you later. And lastly, be kind to yourself. This isn't about perfection, it's about progress. There will be days when you slip up, and that's okay. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Remember, mindful eating is a journey, not a destination. Ever had one of those days where your brain felt like a popcorn machine, going off in every direction? You know, the kind of day where you grab whatever's closest and munch away without even tasting it. I remember one particularly stressful week when I was juggling deadlines, family commitments, and a never-ending to-do list. Sound familiar? Between meetings, emails, and conference calls, I found myself reaching for snacks constantly, cookies, chips, you name it. But instead of fueling me, all that mindless eating left me feeling sluggish and drained. It wasn't until I took a step back and consciously chose to eat mindfully during one meal that things started to shift. I put away my phone, turned off the TV, and actually focused on the food in front of me, a simple salad with grilled chicken. I savored each bite, noticing the crispness of the lettuce, the juicy flavor of the chicken, and the tangy dressing. It was like I was experiencing my meal for the first time. Not only did I feel more satisfied, but I also noticed that I wasn't reaching for unhealthy snacks as often throughout the rest of the day. So remember, it's not about depriving yourself or becoming a strict food follower. It's about making conscious choices and rediscovering the joy of eating. Alright folks, let's recap what we learned today. Mindful eating isn't just about healthy choices, it's about cultivating a deeper connection with your food and your body. By slowing down, paying attention to your hunger cues, practicing gratitude, listening to your fullness signals, and being kind to yourself, you can transform mealtimes into moments of peace and enjoyment. Remember, every small step counts. So start by incorporating one or two of these tips into your daily routine and see how it transforms your relationship with food and ultimately how you feel. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever tried mindful eating? What are your biggest takeaways? Share your thoughts on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to the Calm Within so you never miss an episode packed with practical tips for inner peace. Until next time, stay calm and carry on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.